Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show. Hello, everyone. We're going to start out with where we say fuck it to the noise, the doubt, and the status quo. This is your wake-up call to break free, ignite your inner fire, and ride the wave of truth and transformation. So let's dive in. The Awakening Wave, where we say fuck it to the programming, the mind control, and all the bullshit spun by the controllers of this matrix world we chose to experience. Did we all choose, or did we just come in? Who knows? This is the moment we rip through the veil of lies, shake off the chains of conformity, and reclaim the raw, untamed power of our own consciousness. No more swallowing the scripts they feed us. No more dancing to their distorted tunes. This show is about our rebellion, our spark, our unapologetic leap into the truth that's been buried under layers of engineered noise and programs. We're here to break the spell and surf the wave of awakening together. So this world, this so-called reality, is a construct designed to keep us docile, distracted, and divided. But we're done playing their game. Fuck the fear, the manipulation, the endless loops of control that try to cage our minds and dim our light. The Awakening Wave is about shattering those illusions, embracing the chaos of truth, and stepping into the brilliance of who we really are, the divine spirits that we are, all of us. We're diving deep, exposing the cracks in the matrix, and igniting the fire of freedom within. So buckle up, open your heart, and let's ride this wave to a reality we choose for ourselves in instant manifestation. Okay, speaking of manifestation, we all know that in this time, we are instantly manifesting with our words and thoughts. And that is a fact. I've actually had an experience myself this week, and I'll share that with you. So I had a member come into the gym, and he walked in, and he goes, "Hey, Robin, I got a surprise for you." And I said, "Really?" I said, he goes, "You'll never guess what it is." And I said, "I'll bet I can." And he says, "What?" And I said, "Steve is here." And then no sooner had I said that, Steve walked in the door. And he looked at me, goes, "How did you know that?" And I said, "I just knew." And it was very interesting that it just flowed right out. Now, maybe intuitively, I knew that, you know, his best friend is Steve. And I've known that Steve has been in China for quite some time. So it just came out. Like, it just came out. So talk about instant, you know, synchronicity and the knowing exactly. So anyway, that was one example. I've had a couple other ones that have happened this past week, which were very interesting, but I won't share those with you on live radio. Those are just my personal experiences. So anyway, I've had another beautiful being come into my life, and I'm sure he is listening right now, and he shared some amazing things with me through our many conversations. And one of them I thought was really interesting. And did you guys know that the 15th episode of Star Trek, the original series, was about manifestation? Now, if you go back to that timeline, I was actually probably about 12 or 13. So we're talking about 50 years ago. So the entire episode is all about manifestation. And in the end, so while they're going through, you know, they landed on this planet, and Kirk needed a little R&R. So he was sent down by the doctor to, because it was like a Earth planet, and it was very beautiful. So when they got there, everything that they thought or they said actually happened. And it was getting really crazy. And his girlfriend came in to his life, and it just succeeded from there, where he had to defend her over something. I can't remember the whole episode. I kind of fell asleep towards the end. But anyway, at the end of the show, Captain Kirk actually said, towards the end of the show, the Captain Kirk said to everyone, "Everybody stop thinking, stop talking." Does that remind you of anything? Right? Right? Sound familiar? So we have a friend that has told that to us many times. And I think he might have been Captain Kirk. Actually, we know he was. All right. So the reason why I decided to call this show Fuck It, Fuck the Programming, is because I was actually driving down River Road on my way to the gym this past Saturday, a week ago. And this song came up. It's called Fuck It by Endor, E-N-D-O-R. And yes, I may be 6 decades into my life, but I do like to listen to pretty funky music that my kids would probably look at me and go, "Wow, what? Aren't you like an old person?" But I still like to cut a rug, so I still got the grooving. Anyway, so I was listening to the song and I thought to myself, I think I'm gonna do a show called Fuck It. And then I went, nah, probably not, probably a little much, but I did come up with Fuck the Programming. So that's the title of this show today. And it did inspire me to write a poem. So I'm going to share that with everybody. The poem is called Fuck It. So here we go. In this matrix, a web of coded lies, they spin their threads to bind our eyes. A program hums, a drone of control, stealing the fire from our soul. Fuck it, we say, to the change they weave, to the scripts they sell that we once believed. Their signals pulse, a hypnotic haze, trapping our minds in a digital maze. Illusions flicker, shadows on the wall, telling us to kneel, to shrink, to crawl. Fuck it, we roar, we'll tear it apart, rip through the code with a rebel's heart. No more their games, their fear, their cage. We're done with the lines of their scripted stage. The matrix hums, but we see the glitch. Unplug the lies. Flip the fucking switch. So fuck it. We rise, our spirits untamed. Awake in the night. Excuse me. Awake in the light, our truth reclaimed. Yeah, how's that for a poem? A little different, but I was inspired. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. If anybody would like that poem, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. So you can email me at awakeningwavecr@gmail.com. All right, agenda points. UCC1 document is posted on the show page along with the Express Trust document. Okay, I did post it, but I just wanted to say quickly, my inspiration for diving into this is because as a natural free woman and a spiritual being, I know that it is my desire to seek more truth, and knowing so, I stand with those who want to reconstruct the land jurisdiction government that existed before Civil War in the 1860s during the creation of the Homestead Act of 1862. So those of us that are standing to make these changes in regard to our freedom, we stand. You ask, what is standing? We as natural people of the land are correcting our political status to what it was when we were born, when our parents signed our birth certificate unknowingly to the government. It changed our political status and to be free to live on planet Earth. Now, I'm not going to dive into this. I'm not going to get detailed about it. This is my own personal journey, and I'll share as I go. So if it's something you guys are interested in it and you so feel it and are inspired, then by all means, dive in. So we became persons of the sea and no longer the land. So this, as I said, is my journey and experience that I am inspired to share with all of you. It is going to be a slow process for me to better understand as I navigate through this journey. As I said before, I will share the experiences with those of you who are interested. It's political status. Look it up, learn it, feel it. If it feels right in your heart and it's something you want to journey through, then that is your path. That is your journey. So when we come from our hearts and our knowing and connecting with spirit as one, this is how we impact the masses. Just my opinion. So one person's connection with spirit in this regard has a much bigger impact than millions of people coming together. So as our friend always said, go within. You have everything you need to know. And I'm going to touch on that a little later in the show, touch on the knowing, and share my, I guess, how you say, my perception of my knowing. All right. So agenda point. Much appreciation to Nano Ojas, my sponsor, for supporting the Awakening Wave Show. And I am honored to share information on their product. One being the wellness spray, which increases energy levels, repairs damaged blood vessels and organs, regulates thousands of human genes, and much, much more, you guys. There's so much more that these products do. I also use the skin spray, which improves longevity along with the wellness spray, reverses aging. My favorite is the skin spray because it rejuvenates the skin. And last but not least, the nose spray, great for allergy season. Now, I haven't been having any issues lately with allergy seasons. I use the nose spray in the winter time. And to much to my surprise, I have not had to use it so much this summer, except of course, when I am out cutting the grass and everything from the ground gets on me, especially the green pollen. When I'm done cutting the grass, I am filled head to toe with green pollen because I live in an area with trees and lots of plants, and it's just amazing. I am in the shower right after cutting the grass because I have a very big yard, but it's good exercise, especially with a push lawnmower. Okay, so check it out, www.nanoojas.net. Click the Learn tab to read about the scientific information on the product. In regard to all three products, and there is also live testimonials also on the website. So I back it 100%. I use it all the time. I encourage all of you to use it. It is a natural, what's the word I want to say? A natural solution to helping you health-wise. So my last agenda point, I want to share with all of you that I am taking the latest online class with Lucia Nicola Evans and Marty Barbier. It is called The Path of the Heart. And my personal intention for taking this class is aligning my actions with my inner spirit, living every moment my way, and not listening to outside noise, to discern with my heart and not the mind judgment, with compassion in alignment with truth and my heartfelt vibes. Lucia and Margie bring so much heartfelt vibes through many offers, classes, retreats, and one-on-ones. Check out their website at lucianicolaevans.com. I have been on two of the retreats and learned much about my true spiritual self. Everyone's journey and experiences will all be different, and that is the beauty when we all come together in heartfelt vibes and spirit during these retreats. So if you have not experienced them yet, I, for one, give it a 5-star rating. So put it on your T-bar, make it happen, manifest it, and you will bring it to life. It's how powerful we are. That's exactly what I did. And I'm going to be going on another one. I know, I feel it coming. I recently went on a mini retreat. It's been almost a month. I can't believe it's been a month since I took that little weekend trip to Florida. And it was just amazing. I connected with the ocean, the dolphins, my soul sisters that were there with me. Just a beautiful time. And I love both of you that made this happen. And that is Kelly and Carol. And Anna joined us. And I love you too, Anna. You're the best. You're the greatest. I love you so much, all of you guys. So, hopefully we'll do it again soon. All right. For the people, dot space, great place for vetted information of the time that we are in. I am going to talk a little bit about programming and MK Ultra. Sunshine had a guest on her show. It wasn't this past weekend. I think it was not last weekend, but 2 weeks prior to that. It was very interesting. And I personally have done some work in regard to programming. And this was probably about 5 months ago. I had a friend tell me about some of the scans that Stuart Swerdlow does on his page or on his website, and that is expansions.com. And lots of amazing information about hyperspace programming. And as you all know, I don't just follow one person. I dive into different tools. I go wherever spirit inspires me to learn about things that I feel inspired about. I don't follow anybody, but I do learn from outside sources. And when you go to these outside sources to learn things that you feel inspired to learn, just make sure that it's coming from your heart and you're feeling it and it resonates. And, for me, it's how I learn and it's part of my journey. So as I dove into expansions.com, I've read many of his books. I think it's Blue Blood, True Blood, The True World History, Hyperspace, The Hyperspace Workbook. There's so much stuff. And I did have a scan done. I actually had a name scan done, and I did a program scan. And one of the programs was the Monarch program. And I'm just going to read to you guys what it entails. So this type is devoted to using the slave as a messenger to trigger or activate programs, functions, or alters in others in a sexual or provocative manner. Very often, they will use a person from one country to be the trigger in foreign countries where the person is considered to be exotic. You have many alters in a group for this type of program. You will find many functions and codes that should be documented and examined. Now, what does this mean to me? I didn't know anything when I first got it. But did I want to know more? Yes, I did. And so just having collaborations with another person that has the same program brought to my attention to be aware when the programs are happening. And I had an incident when I was going through the airport 4 weeks ago. I had a high-pitched noise come through my right ear. And I was like, what the heck? In this busy, loud, noisy airport, I could hear that. What the heck is that? And this was when I was leaving Florida. And so I sat down, and right across the way was a man sitting with his legs open. And I zoomed automatically to his crotch area. And I went, holy crap, what the heck? I turned my head immediately and I text my counterpart that knows about this program. And she said, look away, don't look. That's how you deprogram. But the amazing part was, I used to do that all the time. And I just thought I was just overly sexed, like a sexual, like the crotch was the area that I was, attracted to on a male being. But I have found out since that it's a sexual program. And so, by the way, to deprogram it is you look away and you don't pay any attention to it. But see how programs, I know we're not supposed to get into that and we have to go within, but I feel personally, if I know about my programs, I can be more aware of them when they are triggered or when they are happening. All right. So I hope that that wasn't a little TMI for you guys, but I'm just sharing. Anyway, the other program is the Green Star program. And this is all about any alien connections, including mental contacts, abductions, and staged alien invasions, and historical information that is time sensitive. Here again, you need to be careful about UFO, alien news, or images that you may see. Then they talk about the stage alien invasion that they say is already in the beginning phases. Now, here we are in July. We've heard about this, but I think if we don't pay any attention to it and we don't bring it into our create a timeline on it, it won't exist. That's how powerful we are. So it also says, I know that you have altars within this section that are connected to hybridization projects and assimilating such beings into human society. Now, I have no idea what that is. I haven't really dived into that. But I do know that I was watching the Monarch Chronicles with Stuart Swerdlow one evening, and I was just very interested. It was a documentary. It is real, and Stuart is in the documentary. And it got to a part where the alien was in his face, and I immediately had to turn it off. So I got triggered. I really did. So that brought some more awareness to my attention. I see pictures of aliens all the time. They don't really bother me. But if I saw one in person, how would I react? Well, now that I know about this program, I can react accordingly. So I don't believe that all programs are bad. Do you want to dive deep into it and give it attention? Not really, but just be aware of it. Just be aware of the programs because we've all been programmed. We've all had barcodes put on us. And we all know that through the Creation Lightship. I have done many clearings on the Creation Lightship in regard to barcodes. So I want to talk about, speaking of programs, one of the articles in For the People dot space that came out April 6th of 2025, The Interesting Truth. And I'm going to read it just to refresh your memory. And kind of just talk a little bit about my take on it. So the so-called MK Ultra mind control, it says it's not its real name, involves torture. Torture is used to force a person to make choices the programmer wants them to make. Okay. So I just shared with you my program of the Mana. And so when that high-pitched noise went off in my ear, to me, my awareness was that a program was going off, but I was aware of it. All right. So one of the choices involves never making a mistake. How do they program people to never make a mistake? Now, I always used to say, oh, we learn from our mistakes, right? That's what we were taught. You learn from your mistakes. What is it that we're learning? So as it goes in, it goes in many cases, torture is perform when a candidate uses their mind and their reasoning abilities over intuition. Each time a candidate is tortured for using their mind, they grow more of an intense will to develop and use their intuition or inner knowing. Eventually, intuition amplifies, expands, and crystallizes, allowing for extremely precise actions, movement, and choices, enhancing their performance. Possibly as a spy, an assassin actor, a singer, a seducer, a politician, or in my case, with the Monarch program, a slave, because their power center is now in sync with enhancing the programs they're running. All right. And then it goes on to say, this is not to condone these programs, simply to indicate the dark knowing everything there is to know about the light. Okay. Watching their actions and how they manipulate humanity is our benefit if we are ever to break free from their calculated stronghold. Then it goes on to say these same dark programs that shatter people's psyche to rebuild them as secret soldiers relying on intuition use the opposite technique on the general public, repeatedly forcing humanity into the mind, away from intuition and inner knowing. So we make unfortunate choices through rote reason, mental gymnastics, fear, worry, and anxiety. Now, I experienced a little bit of this in the past week, but we are ascending, okay? And what is ascending? Let's do a brief overview on ascending. So ascension is not about waiting for a mystical event to happen. It is the path. It's the path of ascension that requires conscious effort. intention, and personal choice. So embracing your own personal powers and transform your own personal reality. It is a deeper experience connecting with your spirit. Okay. So it's not something that can be forced upon you. It requires your personal active participation in your spiritual growth and evolution in your knowing. So ascension is a personal choice, not a guarantee. Okay, you guys, it's not a guarantee. That's why they say some will make it and some will not. But it's your personal choice. Remember that. This is why some say not. Okay, I just repeated that. Sorry. It's part of aligning yourself with the shift of the universe. Just my opinion. We all have the power to grow and increase our consciousness through our awareness and going within. Also, reprogramming the programming of the subconscious fears. All right, so that gives you a little bit of insight on ascension. All right, okay, so this is why we feel sometimes, you know, we have fear, worry, anxiety. And, you know, I've been really having a great, smooth time about all, but this past week's been a little bit rough for me in regard to staying within my neutrality. And I've been experiencing some physical things that I'm not sure why they're happening. I just need to go deeper, and that is deeper in quiet space and diving deep into myself and connecting with spirit. So getting back to the article, this is why schools are based in memorizing facts that you must then rely on to make your way through life. Memorization blocks the spirit and the intuition from any part of decision based around learned facts. Passing tests in some colleges in 2023 involved answering according to the agenda, such as agreeing to the fact that men can be pregnant. We all know that is a false. That's a falseness. It is. And taking on pronouns that can magically change your gender. The dark know very well people wanting to fit in will go right along with it, adding to greater confusion and dystopia as life progresses. So true. So faulty facts, corrupted thoughts, and the mental masturbation of the intellectualism the Jesuit elites proclaim to be the only respectable way of a dignified person, all block the spirit, manipulated science, guessing, believing, and highly inaccurate concepts and conclusions they urge us to make will end in emptiness and failure. And that's what they want. Then it goes on to show a picture of kids and they're in school. And I remember the desks I see them sitting at. I had a desk like that. Yeah, that's how many decades I've been here. So when I was in school, and I've said this before in some of my shows, that I always felt like I was dumb because I could never memorize anything. I could never do well on tests. I hated doing tests because I couldn't remember anything. But the one test I did really well at was spelling. I learned how to pronounce words, and by pronouncing them, I learned how to spell very well, which I became a great reader because of that. So was that programming? Who knows? Could be, could not be. Maybe I was programmed to be a person that casts spells. I don't feel that way today, but I know that our words, we have to be careful with our words and our thoughts, especially in this time, because we are instantly manifesting everything that we say and think. That's the reason why Captain Kirk said, stop thinking, stop talking, everyone. Okay? So it's only through intuition that a person reaches a peak potential. All outside information will continue to change and defeat ideals. Your greatest powers are within. It's not your mind. It's your intuition, your spirit, your consciousness. And you don't have to be tortured to develop it. Simply choose intuition over mind again and again to strengthen it and live according to your spirit, which naturally guides you to peace and heartfelt vibes and prosperity. Going within, you guys, that's what it's all about. Our friend has said that to us so many times, and I never understood what he meant about the knowing. We all think that we're going to get downloads and information is going to drop into us while we sleep, and we're going to wake up and we're going to know everything. That's not how it happens. As I said, ascension is a choice. It is your journey. It is going within. Okay. So at the bottom of the post, it says, you will be free once you realize the cage is made of thoughts. Bam. We've heard that many times when our friend has spoken to us about the cage. Okay. So hyperspace, I'm going to be talking about hyperspace. I'm going to read a little blip from the Hyperspace Helper book from Stuart Sverlo. So before we dive into it, and the section that helped me know by knowing made a lot of sense. It really resonated. And I understand the knowing a little bit better than I did before. So I do believe it was last weekend and the weekend before that Q did talk about the books. Okay. So books aren't so bad. Just use your discernment when you're reading them. All right, so hyperspace is a realm beyond our 3D reality, a higher space where the rules of matrix, control limits, and programming don't apply. That's where we're going, you guys. Fuck that shit. So in sci-fi, it's a shortcut for faster than light travel. In physics, it's extra dimensions beyond our senses. But spirituality, it's the fuck it, escape to infinite truth and freedom. Damn straight. All right, so I want to real quick read this section in the Hyperspace Helper. And at the beginning, it says, everybody already knows everything. This is simply a matter of where you choose to focus your attention. Know by knowing. What would you like to know? Whatever you decide, recognize that you already know. Somewhere part of yourself instantaneously is aware of the answer as soon as you ask the question. The challenge is to be able to focus on the part of yourself that has the answer and bring it forward into your conscious mind in this reality at the moment you desire. Does that sound complicated? Yeah, a little bit to some of us. Initially, perhaps, but the reality is that it is extremely simple. First, you understand the basic concept. Then you build on this basic concept to accomplish your knowing, your goals. Everybody already knows everything. This is simply a matter of where you choose to focus your attention. So he gives an example, and this is really great for me because it really helped me understand the knowing and how we have it. So the example is right now, sitting exactly as you are, you know more information than you could possibly ever state. You know your name, your age, your date and place of birth, your address, your country, your phone number, your race, your family members, and a myriad of other personal details. You know that you are sitting at a computer, which I am right now. You know what your room, you know what room you are in, what direction you are facing, how the furniture is arranged, what the furniture pieces are called, the colors around you, the time of day or night, if the light is off or on, room temperature, etc. So when you take the moment to consciously label all that you know right now in this moment, it is pretty amazing. Look at all the knowing, you guys. And if there was one single thing like the furniture and you want to know more about it, where it came from, how it was made, where the material came from, more knowing, right? Okay. So let's see, where did I leave? Keeping this in mind, you begin to get the idea of vastness of all that you already know, the true reality. You already know everything about everything. If you took the time, the space to consciously label the details of everything that you know and of which you are already aware, it would drive you crazy. You would be in a constant state of overload. Okay, I might have read that twice, but anyway, you get the gist of it. Being able to not know in its own way is a blessing in disguise. Not knowing allows you to focus on what the soul personally expects to accomplish right now. Some people are not able to blot out this vastness of information. They do not know how to focus on what is only in front of them. They receive their information involuntarily. Most people have at least one involuntary paranormal experience. This means that when they least expect it, something happens that allows them to have access to another dimension or a reality. Some people have many involuntary paranormal experiences, which means that they quite often have to deal with other dimensions and or realities, all the while maintaining their focus in this one. This is not necessarily an easy task. Well, especially when we're living all of our lives in the moment, the past, the future, etc. Okay, moving on. Some people have so many involuntary, overwhelming experiences that they are not able to reconcile them with this reality. Many of these people are labeled mentally insane and wind up in mental institution, oftentimes drugged to try help their minds focus on the here and now. These people actually see, hear, and feel things that others cannot because they involuntarily focus where others are not able. With proper guidance, these people could be taught to understand their particular situation, become functioning members of society. Usually, this guidance is not available, and these people live their lives misdiagnosed and misunderstood. We actually saw a segment that came out about the children, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm drawing a blank right now. But So you can achieve a satisfactory balance between not knowing and involuntary experiences. You can learn to focus your attention in such a way that you receive your information voluntarily, meaning that you can get what you need to know when you need to know it without disrupting the overall goal of your spirit personality in the here and now. Being in the here and now, staying in neutrality. And if there's something you want to know, in my experience, you go within and you connect with spirit, and spirit will guide you. That is what I'm learning. So once you recognize what you already know, you simply begin building on that concept. Pick up any object and focus on what you already know about that object. For example, a cotton towel. Trace it back to its origin step by step. You can trace it back to the farmer planting the cotton seed. If you like, you can trace it back farther to the store where the farmer purchased it, or how it even became to be in the store. You can learn more and more and more about the towel than you ever imagined when you take the time to focus and follow its energy thread. Follow the energy thread. Amazing, amazing concept. How much you really know. You are not being psychic. You are simply functioning in the state of knowing. How clever is that, you guys? All right, going on. In the same way, everyone already sees auras, archetypes, simultaneous existence, etc. It is simply a matter of where you focus in physical reality that determines what you see and what you consciously know. Most people simply do not realize that they can focus on these things. They block this information so they can focus on what it is important to them at the moment. All right, the here and now. So when you go and go within, like myself, when I go within, I try to connect with spirit to show me what it is that I need to know or what it wants me to know. So I'm navigating and I'm learning as I go. And reading this little chapter in this book was very, very helpful in the knowing. So think about a person with whom you are acquainted. Label all the things you know about that person from name, age, date of birth, likes, dislikes, emotional makeup, physical structure, health, strengths, weaknesses, etc. Again, the list can go on and on. When you stop to label all that you know, you realize that it takes longer to create your list than just to know these things. Now think about what this person says versus what he or she does. How do these differ? Or do they? For example, okay, he goes on to say, for example, they may say that they are in a satisfying personal relationship with someone, but what do you know from your observation? Perhaps they tell you that they are upset over a physical condition, but you know that they create it for attention. Look at that. You read his or her mind pattern. Now, I do that a lot. I talk about things, but I don't do it to get attention. I'm trying to understand it, and I like to bounce things off of people, and it does help. I actually have a new being that came into my life, and I was just saying this to him the other day, that it's so wonderful to have you to collaborate and bounce things off of. And I've finally met somebody that kind of gets it. And I'm very thankful to him. He knows who he is, and I'm sure he's listening. Okay, so where did the mind pattern come from? Follow the energy thread. Bam! Just like you did with the cotton towel. Think about the obvious parents. Follow the thread there. What do you know about the parents? Do they have a separate feel than the siblings? Does a mother figure feel different than the father figure? Where does the energy thread go from there? When did the mind pattern begin? Follow the energy thread to the potential age group. Okay, so our mind patterns. This is about going within. Go deeper. Where is it coming from? I just learned this in my class this past weekend with the beautiful Lucia. Go deeper, she said. Okay, so follow the energy thread to the potential age group. What does a 20-year-old feel like? Or a teen, or a toddler, or an infant? Each group has a whole different feel or frequency to it. If you can feel the difference in the group, you are beginning to understand the frequencies. Never pry or investigate anyone for curiosity. If you do either, you will automatically shut down, or you will open yourself up to allow others to do the same to you. Always ask permission via the involved spirit, oversoul, whatever you want to call it. Follow the energy thread to your oversoul and work vertically, never horizontally. Confirm everything with your source, with your spirit or source. Make wise decisions about where you choose to focus. Recognize that you already know everything. Be grateful that you can learn to function in a voluntary state by knowing. All you need to do is practice in a conscious awareness. And that is what we are all learning right now, you guys, for sure. And so I went deeper into understanding the ascension, which I read to you earlier. And I just want to share a couple more blips here in regard to that. So the ascension, as I said before, is a personal choice, not a guarantee. This is why some say not all will make it. Okay? It is a part of aligning yourself with the shift of the universe. The shift is happening. Our friend told us that before he left. We're in it, baby. It's happening. So, what is your choice? Where are you headed? We all have the power to grow and increase our consciousness through awareness and going within. Also, reprogramming, as I said earlier, and programming the subconscious fears. All right, find out where those fears are coming from. Process. And then let them go. So fear is one of the many barriers that stop us from stepping into our true potential of our spiritual evolution, clearing our limitations and belief systems through meditation, commands, affirmations, or as I do, taking quiet space. And I've been taking a lot of it. Like my mornings are precious to me and my evenings. That's my quiet space. The phones go off, the computers are off. I left the work at work and I'm in my quiet space. Also, taking small retreats with friends or even a large group retreat, hanging out for the weekend around the campfire. That's your quiet space, whatever you desire. Or for me, getting on my paddleboard and cruising on the lake. What a beautiful time, and being in my quiet and just listening to the water and having the sun upon my body and just feeling all the light coming in. It's such a beautiful feeling. So access and trust your spirit to guide you, even if some things don't make sense. They will eventually be easier to understand. Let go of the attachments that are holding you back and no longer serve you. Such attachments as material things, old relationships, and most of all, societal pressures. We all feel those daily, especially those of us in the workforce. But my good friend Antonio, who has said that he stays neutral through at all times, and that has really sunk in with me, and I practice that daily at my workplace. And I'm getting better and better at it. Have I perfected it yet? Not yet, but we're getting there. I don't feel anger. I don't get frustrated. There are times that I do, and then I catch myself and I realize I need to get out of that area and go take a quiet breath, sit under the tree and just do some breathing. So embrace your authentic self and begin the flow with the universal energy. Feel it through your very being. Connect by aligning daily practices and what realities you will choose to enter. Shifting is not a one-time event. It is an ongoing practice with your thoughts, your emotions, and reactions that will create your realities and your timelines. To experience the higher frequencies in your heart, and now align with them daily with gratitude. Again, quiet space, being heart-centered and positive trance. Oh, excuse me, and positive heartfelt vibes. I'm reading my notes, you guys. So step into your higher state of being, entering the profound energetic transformation. The wave of intense energy can leave you spiritually aware. It can also fatigue you. It can also give you possibly feelings of being drained. We've all been there. We've all felt these frequencies, these energies, and so forth. So just keep on doing what it is that you do, because this journey into expanded consciousness requires an intentional effort to protect and fortify your energy field, ensuring your survival through these monumental changes that we are all experiencing. Go with ease, power, and grace by grounding, walking barefoot, being in nature, sitting in front of the fire, or swimming while at the beach, one of my all-time favorites. This is how we activate our inner light and become the conduit for higher frequencies. Imagine your heart being exhumed with bright golden light, expanding until it fills every cell in your body. This will also protect you from negativity. Silence allows you to recalibrate your energy, tune into your intuition, and receive guidance from the universe and your spirit. Always try and carve out the space for peace each day, no matter what, no matter what. Make it a point to do this daily. Fortify your energy field and stay grounded. when there is chaos. And Lordy, Lordy, Miss Hardy, Lordy, Lordy, Miss Claudette, there's a lot of chaos out there. So a couple weekends ago, I talked about the five elements and I got them wrong. I listened to the recording and I went, whoa, I really messed up on that one. Air, earth, fire, water, and ether. Just had an article come out about ether. I hope everyone has read it. If you have not, go to forwardpeople.space. It's a very, very enlightening piece of information. So check it out. So as you align the elements of the earth, your vibration uses and you become more in tune with the ascension process. So some of the things that I do before I go out into the matrix, I shrink wrap daily by strengthening my energy fields. I bring in all my light and energy, and it's all about your empowerment, align with defined forces of the universe, trust your process, and trust your knowing. Our physical body stays here. We experience our lives. The experiences of our lives will shift, or in some cases have already. The key is raising your vibration, tuning in to divine energies, awareness around you, aligning consciousness with your higher, you could say higher self, you could say your spirit, you could say higher realms, whatever you choose. That is your journey, your path. I'm not going to tell you what to say or how to do it. It's all you. So we are getting to the end of the show, and I want to thank you for tuning into the Awakening Wave show, where we explored the profound intersections of programming and hyperspace. In the show, we've dwelled into how programming, whether it's the code that shapes our digital realities or the mental conditioning of our earthly matrix, can be rewired to break free from limitations and access higher realities of consciousness. Hyperspace, as a realm beyond our physical constraints, invites us to transcend our ordinary, whether through advanced technology, spiritual awakening, or the fusion of both. As we navigate through our ascension, let's embrace the tools and insights to reprogram our minds, connect with the infinite, and awaken to the truth beyond the matrix. Stay curious, keep exploring, and always be good humans. Love yourself. Go within, take your quiet space. And until the next time, this is the Awakening Wave Show, signing off with heartfelt vibes. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your Saturday. And we will see you in 2 weeks.